This summer, a group of women in Brooklyn is keeping the tradition of double dutching alive while helping those that come to their events heal their inner child. WNYC culture and arts reporter Precious Fondren has the story.
In between an outdoor boxing class and a children's birthday party in Fort Greene, a group of women are hopping rhythmically in between ropes like they did in their formative years. For most of them, it's been more than 10 years since they picked up a rope. But after some light encouragement, they're eager to see what their bodies can do all these years later. What started as a one-time get-together has flourished into Brooklyn Recess. Created by Natalie Jouaili and Naima Moore-Turner, the group is dedicated to preserving and passing down the activity of double dutching. The game calls for one person to jump between two long ropes swinging in opposite directions for as long as they can. The sport became popular in New York City during the 1930s and still flourishes in some Black communities. Jouaili and Turner founded Brooklyn Recess in the summer of 2018 out of a desire to have some childhood fun.
I kept tweeting, I want to play double dutch. Who is down for a link up? And Natalia was just like, listen, I'll do it with you. And the rest is history.
That's Turner explaining how after spreading the word via their network of friends and social media, the women gathered to welcome other double dutch enthusiasts. The two said the response was overwhelming as around 40 people came to their first gathering.
We had like four or five ropes going, and so many kids and family came out, and then as we're jumping, people coming out of the train or walking to the train station are stopping by to get jumps.
Every summer since then, the two have been hosting their pop-up events in different places throughout Brooklyn. They might set up shop at a park, but sometimes they bring the ropes into the community. Jouaili says that's what they did last month when they held court outside of the Brooklyn Academy of Music during the Dance Africa Festival.
Let's make that our start to summer officially as well, because we know people are going to be there and we know people are going to know how to jump. And so sometimes we go to bigger events and we bring the ropes there where the people are.
Back at the Fort Greene pop-up, some jumpers are just warming up. After stretching and testing the waters, they found their groove and even start throwing in cool foot tricks that look like they're tap dancing in between the ropes. While the group hosts this event in Brooklyn, they invite participants from other boroughs and all experience levels to join in the fun. That's what fueled jumper Naomi Macias to catch two local trains from Harlem to the park. Macias recalled how in her childhood, she was rarely allowed to participate in jumping rope.
And then when it came time for me to actually jump, they were impatient with me with trying to get in. They were like, okay, no, no, no. And I would always take forever to jump in the rope, and they were like, they gave up on me. So when I saw that these ladies were doing this and they had like different levels and they seemed to be, you know, really nice towards people who don't know how to jump, I was like, you know, I'm gonna give it a try.
Karel Sherubin, a physician who came out to relive her playground days, says she hopes Brooklyn Recess will encourage younger people to come out and put down the phones, even if it's just for a minute.
It's just nice to see this happening in the community, especially our Black community, just to, you know, bring everyone together to come out, exercise, have fun. A little competition is always great, too.
Even though they're busy with their own lives, Moore and Jouaili say it's important for them to continue hosting the pop-ups as a way to create space for Black people in a rapidly gentrifying Brooklyn.
Unfortunately, a lot of people have had to leave, not by choice, but we want to let other people who are still here know, like, we are here for you and we have this space for you, so come out.
After their event tomorrow, the group will take a break from hosting pop-ups in July, but they'll be back in August for their final round of sessions for the summer. For more details, check out Brooklyn Recess on Instagram. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.
There we go. Yeah.